time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, it's Wednesday again. It's always so great to be here. You know, every time I listen to that music, it makes me feel good. It's so inspiring and uplifting. Anyway, thank you all for being here. I'm so excited about today's show. I've actually been detoxing for the past couple of weeks, and today we're talking about spring cleaning your body and soul. And it's so important for all of us to get that clutter out of our systems. But you know, spring always feels like a great time to do some house cleaning and get a fresh start. You know, for many, really, detoxification has become a rite of season. You know, the body naturally performs cleaning functions every day, but when you add the toxins of a modern life to an imperfect diet, and the body's natural detoxification process might need a little boost. That's why we're here today. Did you know that we actually inhale toxins every day in our air, food, and water that causes skin problems, headaches, fatigue, and sickness? In fact, the elimination of toxins is believed to purify the body and help it function better. But you know, I was just thinking about it because I was at the Home event yesterday here in New York City, and there's a company, T3, and they've come up with this shower head that actually takes the toxins out of the water. So I'm so excited about that. I'm going to be getting that in a couple of weeks, and I will make sure to be sharing that with all of you. But my question to you, is it time for a detox? And also, are you wondering what are the benefits of doing a detoxification? And really, why is a spring, a good time to do it? Today, my guests are going to explain all of that. I'm so excited. They're going to give us tips on how to declutter and detox your body and to eliminate harmful toxins in your diet. Your body does need proper nutrients for fuel in order to feel well, energetic, and really be happy. So my guests today, I have three of them. So excited. I have Dr. Donna Brown here, who is a chiropractor and founder of the magnificent Incentives Organic Spa and Salon, and that's in Babylon on Long Island. It's fabulous. She'll be sharing tips on the importance of detox in your journey to becoming healthy. She's also going to be sharing a diet with us that she recommends to her clients. Also, I have Emily Parr here, who happens to be the public relations manager for Juice Generation. It's a juicing store place here in New York. There are several locations. And she's going to discuss the health benefits of Juice Generation's organic fresh juice, smoothies, and raw food. I had one this morning. And my third guest is makeup artist to the stars, Christy Falco, and she's going to share thoughts on the art of makeup and really what we need to be cleaning and what we need to be cleaning, listen to me, what we need to keep and what we need to toss when it comes to makeup, because we all need to declutter that area as well. So please stay tuned for that. They should be here in a couple of minutes. But you know me, gotta talk a little clutter. We need to detox our refrigerators, I think, a little bit this morning. Give you a couple of tips on that. Oh, by the way, as always, the information is available in my ebooks. The Home Organizing Workbook and its sequel, The Personal Organizing Workbooks, are available to be downloaded from Amazon or iTunes. And, of course, they are fabulous and easy to read and are forever. So here we go. From the book, like I said, there's a project on organizing the refrigerator and the freezer. And I just want to go over that a little bit with you so you could start to your journey on to detox. So First of all, a tidy or organized refrigerator really will make meal preparation easier and will definitely cut down on wasted food. Also, before you do embark on this, you might want to think about some of the accessories that could work in your refrigerator, like a Lazy Susan, plastic storage containers, just something for you to think about. Also, in your refrigerator, if you do have the manual, they sometimes have accessories that you can purchase. You know, maybe something for cans of club soda or what have you. So some of the things that you'll need to start this project would be, obviously, some garbage bags. I would get a pen and paper so you could start a shopping list. You might even want to have a cooler, because if you're having things in the refrigerator and freezer, if you put them right away into the cooler, they won't spoil. You want to have some cleaning supplies with you. I also like to have my cleaning gloves. I love the ones from Cascabella. They're pink. Some glass cleaner. You might want to have a vacuum cleaner there. And I always like to put baking soda inside the refrigerator and freezer, so you might want to pick up some of that as well. But you want to tackle the refrigerator and the freezer separately. Transfer the contents of the refrigerator either on the counter or into that cooler that you have. Of course, the foods that are spoiled or will never be used again or shouldn't be used again should be obviously tossed out. Then what I like to do is I like to add those items if I feel that I'm going to use them again and want them again right away to my shopping list. The next thing you can do with the refrigerator is really take all those shelves out and those drawers. You know, when you pull the shelves down and the drawers, it's like there's a zillion crumbs and pieces of shallots and vegetables and who knows what is in there. So I like to pull all that stuff out and give it a really good vacuum and clean. You could vacuum the air vents and the grills behind the refrigerator. You could do a whole thing. You might as well check the temperature setting and make sure that your refrigerator is operating efficiently at this point. Clean everything and then obviously put everything back. What I like to do, I like to divide the food into categories: dairy products, fresh meats and fish, cheese and condiments, fruits, vegetables, and beverages. Make sure also that the food is stored in appropriately sized containers. You know, you don't need to put something that's going to take up a quarter of the container and it's taking up a lot of space in the refrigerator. So you want to be careful about that. I don't think I put my contact on this morning. Anyway, you also, another thing that you might want to do, you know, those shelves that are in that refrigerator, they can be adjustable. So take some time and adjust them. Like, let's say you like to keep, you know, large bottles on top. Well, you could adjust those shelves so you can do just that. After you do all your cleaning and organizing, return all the items into the refrigerator and make sure that you keep your categories intact and follow these rules of thumb. These are really good. Frequently used items like milk or juice should be stored towards the front of the refrigerator. You're going to be getting at them all the time. Also, the shelves inside the door are ideal for grouping condiments like ketchup or mustard or pickles, peppers, jams and jellies, things like that. Fresh meats and fish and other highly perishable items belong at the bottom shelf. That's where the refrigerator is coldest. So I just, you know, found that out. And then cheese and deli meats also could always be stored in that little drawer, or you could purchase a separate plastic container to do that. So that's how to basically go through and organize the refrigerator, and you could do the same thing with the freezer. And then when you are done, like I said, I like to add the baking soda, which does absorb odors, and really I like to replace them for, you know, 3 months at a time. So there you go. Remember, always put food back in the areas where you took it from. That's the only way we're going to find it again. And I always, you know, also another thing to do, clean out your refrigerator before you go shopping for the week. You know, you'll see what you used, you see what you need to buy, and regular cleaning is always good for the refrigerator on a weekly basis, maybe monthly for the freezer. The other thing, the last tip, is that keep a magnetic pad on the refrigerator with a pen. So this way, when you do run out of something, you can mark it. And if you're living with a family, they could also do that too, whether it's something they want or something that they ran out of. So there you go, a couple of tips for the day. I hope you all go out there and at least organize that refrigerator. It'll feel great, and you might even find something that you've been looking for. So I see that I have my guest Donna here. I'm so excited, but we're just going to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, this is Meryl Starr, and you're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Could you use some more organization in your life? Sure, we all could. But where to start? In the home? At work? With yourself? The answer is very likely yes, yes, and yes. Tune in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. It's all about how to let go of the clutter in your life, from the personal issues to the physical spaces. Meryl and her guests will work on a different area to improve each week so you can take back control in your life. Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr.
Good morning, Donna.
Hi, Meryl. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm happy
good.
To be doing this.
I am so happy that you're here. And I really just need to thank you so much. You know, we know each other for several years, and you're always there for me. You're always there for me when my back kind of just goes out. And I come in, and it's a quick little adjustment, and I am feeling fabulous. So I want to just thank you so much for that.
Anytime. That's
you're
what I'm
the
here
best.
For.
You're the best. I'll never forget the time, time we met. I came to the spa, and it's magnificent. I want you to tell us about it in a couple of minutes. But I walked in,
okay.
And I'm lying down on the table, and all of a sudden, this gorgeous blonde walks in. I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool.
An overstated thing.
And then I get this great adjustment, and then we start talking nutrition. And I was floored of your brilliance, and the things that you were saying just always stuck with me. So I'm so glad that we're going to be talking about nutrition today and detoxing for the spring.
I'm glad, too.
Yeah, just tell us a little bit about the spa and what you do there, because it really is a fabulous, fabulous place to visit.
Okay. I've been a chiropractor for about 28 years, and about 8 years ago, I moved into the space that's now Incentives Organic Spa, and my goal was to create a spa that I would like to go to. A place that didn't have any chemicals and had alternatives to everything, from getting your nails polished to the creams you put on your skin to even hair products we use. Everything I bought for the spa and every product I brought in was something that I personally used and had good results with, and they were very clean. So basically, I try to teach people at the spa to go through all their personal belongings, you know, all of their beauty products and their personal care items, and basically clean out the bad products that have a lot of chemicals and replace them with the abundance of beautiful products they have now. You know, 10 years ago, we didn't have as many of these type of products, organic or clean or chemical-free.
It's so
true. And now
we
do, so we're really lucky.
But
basically, I do a lot of nutritional counseling there, and I like to start off with trying to clean out the body and get it back to its root health. And do that by eliminating a lot of the bad sugars and the toxins and the dairy and the hormones. And we try to get your body back to the basics of health.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The net goal of the whole process is to reduce the amount of inflammation in the body that's brought on by the amount of sugars and the amount of toxins that we take in all the time. Because now we know that inflammation is the single most bad thing for your health that there is.
You know, I didn't know that.
As far as every kind of... Yeah, well, inflammation is related to everything. It's related to cardiovascular health. It's related to cancers, degenerative conditions, depression, everything.
Unbelievable.
So by reducing inflammation in your body...
That is so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so everybody always thought...
People.
Yeah. People always think that, you know, you know, so one thing or the other thing causes cancer or causes diseases, but indeed, most of this is all traced back to the inflammation process in our body and how bad it is. So reducing inflammation is always the start for getting better health, no matter what your problem is.
That's fabulous. I honestly, I didn't even realize that. And I did. I took the 2 week. I've been following it. Not exactly, in all honesty, the challenge diet.
Right.
But because I do eat very healthy and pretty clean. But what I did was I did get the probiotic. And did right. I take that every day, and I cut out sugar really almost completely. I had a half an apple and a juice the other day, and I think I had something else over the weekend. But really, I cut out it, and I tell you, I feel so much better.
Yeah,
from
well,
just cutting out the
thing
sugar.
Is this: by cutting that out, you'll go through a period. If you cut out all sugars, all starchy vegetables, fruit. Any kind of course, regular sugars, pastas, breads, the stealth sugars, I call them, the sneaky people don't realize they're sugars. If you cut them all out for a period of 4 or 5 days, you'll feel pretty weak and you'll feel a little edgy and tired. But what happens is on the fifth day of doing that, you start to feel better. And what happens is that your body switches from using all these cheap fuels, which is the garbage you've been feeding it for all these years, and it starts to learn how to burn fats and proteins more efficiently and turn those into sugars to make energy for the body versus just giving it all this garbage that's quick and easy.
Interesting.
What happens is that those probiotic bacteria that live in our colon, they're living beings, and they are damaged by all the sugar that we take, and they're killed. So those probiotic bacteria that live in our colon are also responsible for making a lot of B vitamins, which are very good for our mood and our central nervous system in general. So when they die off, you feel a lot of depression, you get anxiety, you get all kinds of issues that are related to your central nervous system. So by killing off those probiotic bacteria, you are also creating a situation with, you know, mood problems, not just health problems. The key is to get those probiotic bacteria in your colon thriving, not killing them off as fast as we're taking them in with tons of sugar and toxins and antibiotics and medications, basically put them in our colon, let them flourish, let them produce B vitamins for us, and then nurture them once they're there by not killing them off constantly on onslaught of killing.
Right.
So that's our whole purpose.
I got you. So
but
now
I see a lot of kids too with that. They all have, you know, diets dependent on sugar. They have learning difficulties, you know, depression, anxiety. So many kids are on medications, anti-anxiety medications.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, all kinds of, it's horrible. It's a horrible situation.
And after I
do this with people, I always ask them that once they've changed themselves, to change others.
Absolutely.
Because together, if everybody tries to do this, our country as a whole will get healthier instead of unhealthy the way it is now and keeps getting further and further into the bad health category.
Yes, I agree. And I just wanted to go back, Donna, to the probiotic because, like I said, I've been taking it for the 2 weeks. But I was wondering, is it something that we should finish the bottle and take them all the time, the probiotics, or should we just take them for this 2-3 week period? We're doing the diet.
Probiotics the problem with probiotics, unless you're taking in a diet full of natural probiotics, which would be found in fermented foods like sauerkraut and kefir, you usually would be better off just having a supplement daily. My patients, I always recommend that at the minimum, a good probiotic supplement is essential in their life because we live in a modern society where these things are constantly being killed off.
So we want those good guys in there for us. Right. No matter how healthy or clean, whatever. No matter how healthy, take the probiotic every day. It's going to do you good. That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Okay. And so then we go through. So basically the thing is the biggest thing that we really need to stop eating is the sugars.
Right. Well, the sugars are a major, major health concern in our society. I just saw a diabetic skin lotion now is on the market.
Wow.
Because it's acceptable to just be a diabetic. Unless you, you know, you have a juvenile onset diabetes, you should be working towards never having diabetes in this country. And juvenile diabetes should be prevented, and that's another whole topic.
That's
however,
a whole thing.
My feeling is we're just, you know, everyone's like accepting because we don't want to take away all of our little indulgences that become indulgence after indulgence after indulgence. I have patients who have carbs for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. And they don't even realize how much sugar they're taking in. I have people who tell me they never have sugar.
Right.
I never have sugar. They have a pound of grapes, you know,
right.
They'll have all kinds of fruit during the day, bananas.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I always like to say everyone's looking to get their sugar in some way.
Right. Well, it's
so
addictive.
So even in the people who have the best.
Yes.
Excuse me?
It's addicting. And I have found that since I cut it out over the past 2 weeks, I'm not craving it anymore.
Correct. And actually, that happens. That's completely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar is addictive as many drugs, actually more addictive than many drugs. And
right.
There are many studies to show this. And when you break the habit of it, cold turkey, because I've tried to do it other ways with people over the years, and it's just more slow torture.
Mm-hmm.
If you break the habit cold turkey and make meals consisting of proteins and vegetables for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks in a matter of a week or two, you'll look at that favorite thing that you wanted and go, I really don't even like it. I don't even want it. Because you actually break the addiction and your body doesn't want it anymore.
Right.
And
which
what happens
great.
As a result of, the inflammation in our body starts to decrease and our health gets exponentially better. In just 2 weeks of reducing the sugar in your diet, you see significant improvement. Your bloat is gone. That full feeling in your belly. You're more aware and alert. You have more energy. You know, you're more upbeat. You can handle stress. I always feel like people can't handle stress anymore because they have nothing to draw from.
It's so true. Yeah.
So when you have a healthy colon and reduced inflammation, you can handle more because you're not at the brink of disaster yourself.
Right. It's so true. It's so true. And this diet that you put together is so simple and so easy. Let me just give the website. So people, if they're interested, they can get in touch with you. It's Dr. Donna Brown, but it's Incentives, Incentives, spasalon.com. So if anybody wants the diet out there, because it's great and it's easy. It really is.
Yes,
and you
it really is.
Supplements and exactly what to do. So we already talked about really some of the short-term dietary changes. And then I was saying, like, spring now is such a good time to do this. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It
absolutely.
Is.
And going forward past that point, once you clean your whole body out, and if some people do this in the spring and in the fall again, nice time of change of year, season, I mean, it makes you, you know, feel like there's a time for this to be done. And and basically when you do it, you have periodic times where you'll have some carbs, okay? And you might say, you know, today is a day where I'm really not doing much. I'm just going to have my usual vegetables and proteins. But on Friday night, I'm going out with my friends. And then you might say, breakfast and lunch, I'm going to stick with my proteins and vegetables. But dinner tonight, I might want to have a little splurge. I'm going to have some, potatoes, or I'm going to have some pasta, whole wheat pasta or something like that. Or you might say, you know what, instead of that, I'm going to stick with a nice piece of fish and some vegetables, and I'm going to have some wine. Okay, but the problem comes in when people have, you know, the bagels for breakfast and cereals and all these waffles and things like that, and then lunch is another sandwich and pasta salad and bean salad, and then dinner is pasta or rice is, and it's just too much. So once you do the detox, going past that 2 week point, you would incorporate good carbs that have low glycemic index that actually bring some kind of nutrients to the body.
Like,
and you would
like
limit
a sweet
them,
potato,
so you are
or,
in control. Yes.
Like a sweet potato.
And a potato.
And a regular potato. Good carbs.
Right. But regular potatoes in small amounts are fine, especially with the skins on. They're still a vegetable. They're a starchy vegetable, but they're fine.
Right,
you don't have to be
fine.
So extreme, but
Right.
But
and
still,
it's really,
with most people that I meet, what?
No, I was just going to say that really what you're saying is true for us, but I'm seeing it out there that we need to start changing the diets of our children because what you said before, they're on medication, they're stressed, it's ADD. That's where people really
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
Going, detoxing their bodies and taking care of their
I see it all the time. It's horrible.
Yeah, it needs to change.
I had a patient yesterday whose daughter is not, you know, she's had some problems with weight, and she's also having anxiety and hyperactivity. And it has to come from the top. The parents have to make a change and then instill that change in their children. I raised my kids this way. It's doable. You know, they're 21 and 19 now. You know, they've never been on antibiotics, except my son had Lyme's disease once.
Right.
My assistant Chelsea has it right now.
She just got it. Yeah, but she's going to be all
worst.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't
yeah, as
say
long as she gets
listening.
Takes the antibiotics.
Yep, she just got
See,
it.
See, that's
so
what they're
what?
There for when we need them.
Yeah, yes. Yes, and as far as her, once you take an antibiotic, is it true that you should start mm-hmm. taking the probiotic after that to replace?
Yes, because what happens is the antibiotics kill all the natural probiotics that you have living in there.
Right.
So if you don't replenish them with new probiotics, then what happens is you get yeast infections and you get, you know, an overgrowth of bad bacteria and bad yeast and fungus that live in your colon. Because
right.
what happens is the probiotic bacteria keep those numbers of those bad organisms down. And these other organisms are opportunistic. So when that number goes down, they grow.
Right.
And they create a lot of mycotoxins and things that are very bad for our body, which make our body more acidic and make us sicker.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do usually with an antibiotic, well, you take it like maybe an hour or two later. So what you want is you want your antibiotic go through and not be, you know, tainted in any way.
Right.
And then a couple of hours later, maybe 2-3 hours later, you take the antibiotic like a chaser so that mm-hmm. it replenishes the good bacteria, but the other one gets to its target.
Fabulous.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
You, well, sometimes you have to take an antibiotic. That's why we have them.
Right. That's what it is. That's why we have them. But, you know, it's so important here just to detox, not only, of course, I'm always talking about your physical world and what's surrounding, but we need to detox our bodies and get the clutter out. We just have to do it. I mean, it feels so much better. If you just take the plunge and just go for it, and like your simple diet for the 2 weeks, what's 2 weeks?
Yep.
And I tell you, I know,
and I'm going to tell you something. Most people live their life in a complete guilt. They're guilty. They're guilty over what they eat. They're guilty when they don't exercise. You know, when you actually change your diet with some effort, you actually try, and trying means that you actually try. You don't just mm-hmm. say, I'm trying. Actually try. You get through 2 weeks, and on the other side of this, you've made a huge change in your health, and mm-hmm. then you don't have the guilt anymore because now you're doing the right thing.
So true.
So, of course, exercise is the same way. When you make the effort, then when you get into it, you feel better, and you don't have that guilt like, oh, I really got to exercise. Oh, I got to exercise. That takes up a lot of energy that we could be using for other things in our life.
Absolutely.
You know, rather than worry.
Mm-hmm.
So you're better off just doing the 2 weeks, making a commitment, follow through, finish it up, and go forward. It's a very small thing.
It's
the perfect time of year to do it.
It's the perfect
tons of vegetables around and
mm-hmm.
barbecuing,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good time.
It's so true. You know, it's like, and then there are so many vegetables that are really so good for us that are so, like asparagus. Isn't asparagus provides like digestive support to your body? That's so perfect.
Listen. This is how I look at the fruit, at the vegetable aisle in the supermarket, and I like people to look this way. When you walk down that aisle, every nutrient that you can imagine is sitting there before your eyes. It's like a pharmacy of phytonutrients. There's not enough time in the day to get all those nutrients into your body. So variety is very important. Fresh is very important. Organic for many vegetables is very important, and you can look up the list of the Dirty Dozen and try to avoid those. But there's so many, you can't, every single vegetable is offering you another nutrient. So mix them up, bring them all in, have lots of them. They keep your body very alkalized, and in turn your metabolism speeds up, and your mind clarity is better, and you have more time to do the things you want to do because you have more energy to do them with.
Right. It's a win-win.
So,
it's a win-win.
Oh my God. It's so good.
It's just fabulous. This has been really
it's
great.
It's life-changing.
Huh? Yes, it is life-changing. I hope people take this. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It is life-changing. And I tell you, I did it for the 2 weeks, and I tell you, I feel better. I feel less bloated. I just feel better. I feel cleaner.
Yeah, you do feel cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, keep it up.
Yep. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're
talking to you.
Anna, you're the greatest.
Thanks,
Meryl.
Take care.
Yeah, take care. Donna Brown from Incentive Spa. Just give that one more time, sweetie.
Who, me?
Your phone number, yeah, and the name of the spa so people can get in touch with you.
My name of the spa is Incentives Spa. We're in Babylon Village, but we have a website. I have a blog on there, actually. My phone number is 631-893-3490.
Yeah, the greatest. The blog is great. I read about
Thanks.
The biology, cholesterol, detox. It was fabulous. All right, sweetie, I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Meryl. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, that was so wonderful. What great information. And I see my next guest is here from Juice Generation. I am so excited. I'm picking her up. Oh, what happened here? I'm picking her up right now. Emily.
Hi, Meryl.
Hey, Emily.
How are you? Hi, I'm good. What juice are you drinking this morning?
Well, I'm so great. Okay, so this morning I went and I got the Supa Dupa. Now, I did a little research. Last week I went to my health food store and I just got a green drink. And, I didn't like it. It was very difficult to drink, but I did it. But I didn't enjoy it.
You know, it probably didn't have the apple and lemon in it because, you know, that's what really kind of cuts the greens. You know, the Supa Dupa is amazing because it's spinach, kale, parsley, romaine, cucumber, celery, which are all tougher, but then you add the lemon and the apple and you kind of just coast through that green juice.
This is what I did. So I went and last week I did get a Supa Dupa. I got a small and I just put, like you said, the half of an apple in there.
Yep.
And it was wonderful. It was a little too sweet for me because I'm doing this detox and having sugar, but it was excellent. I drank it in no time. This morning, which was different for me to go this morning, I have usually I have a coffee in the morning, and then I went early and I had a large Supa Dupa, and I told them to cut the apple. I tell you, it was just as fabulous. And
I always do extra lemon. You can add ginger. I mean, that's the great thing about Juice Generation is, you can sort of modify the juices based on your palate, because we all sort of have a different ideal as to, what the perfect juice is. And yet, of course, we have, pre-made bottled juices if you want to grab and go. But I'm such a modifier just in life. You know, I like to tailor make and customize everything.
I'm going to do that when I go back, because I want to do a vital shot, which is for people that don't know. It's ginger, lemon, and cayenne pepper. Oh, man, that sounds so good.
The vital shot is amazing. You know, a lot of people take the vital shot, especially in the wintertime or if they feel a cold coming on, because the ginger is amazing for alleviating that sort of pain. We launched a whole line of shots, in fact. You know, shots started with wheatgrass shots. You would see people lining up and, taking this, knocking back this, one-ouncer of wheatgrass. And that was sort of a replacement for coffee in the morning for the healthy set, right? And then we kind of expanded upon that. We looked at, what sort of benefits are people looking to achieve when they come to Juice Generation? Some people need a little pick-me-up before they go for a run. I'm a big runner. So the problem with drinking a juice before you go for a run, say you're going out for an 8-mile run, well, then you feel like you need to stop and go to the bathroom halfway through because all that liquid is kind of bouncing around in your stomach. So the Performance Plus is 1 ounce of beetroot and lemon. And the beetroot gives you amazing high-flying energy. And during the Olympic, a lot of Olympic athletes, this is what they do. They drink beetroot juice before their games and races.
Now,
so we launched that.
Is there sugar in there? I'm sure it's listed. I love the fact that you guys have the nutrition pamphlets.
There's no sugar in anything. The only source of sugar you get is beet has natural sugar in the vegetable. Blueberries, strawberries, fruits have natural sugars in them, but we don't add sugar to anything.
Right, I see. The performance does not have any sugar at all.
No, No.
Yeah. Oh, I have to try
we
that.
We even did, Meryl, we even did something called, I don't know what kind of beauty products you use, but sea buckthorn is a really popular ingredient in beauty mm-hmm. products. It's in creams, it's in serums, it's in oils. I mean, it's very, very, very popular. We launched a beauty boost, and it's raw concentrated sea buckthorn. You just take it like, you know, it's fantastic for your hair, skin, and nails. So for so many girls in New York who are like, oh, God, I forgot to take my vitamins. I forgot to bring my vitamins to work with me. What do I do? You know, you're at Juice Generation already. You're getting your juice. You're getting your smoothie. Okay, you either throw the sea buckthorn into your juice or you take it as a shot. You throw it in your bag and have it with lunch. You just take it, grab it,
and go. I didn't see that there. I'm going to have to go. I tell you, let me just go back a little bit, Emily, because the store, you walk into this. First of all, it's so clean. And you walk in, there's always a line. The guys behind the counter are friendly, knowledgeable, and fast. Yeah. And it's meticulous back there. I mean,
they know how to work a crowd. Our guys know how to work a crowd.
I tell you, they are just fabulous, friendly. And then, you know, of course, I'm there, and there are so many people there. And I noticed that there are just as many men as women, which I was surprised because that's really increasing. And then I asked a couple of women, and there was one woman that her mission is to try every single drink, which was really cute. She told me this morning, and she's starting with the fruit drinks.
And then that's an easy way to go.
which I thought was a great way to go. And then I spoke to another girl that this was the other day. She was going to spend the day in the park, and she had a drink in substitute of lunch. And she said, this is what I do. I drink it. I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah. And getting all my nutrition, calories, and I don't have to worry about...
You know what? Can I tell you, Meryl, we're kind of finding that a lot. And I think, you know, it's great for us, but it's somewhat of a society pressure. No one has a lunch break anymore. You don't have time for a lunch break. You don't enjoy chewing your food because you're throwing it back in the midst of typing an email or in a meeting. And who wants to sit there eating their lunch in a meeting when everyone's kind of staring at you like muddle with a salad? So lunchtime is kind of vanishing. So instead, it's like I know I'm getting all the vitamins and the nutrients I need if I basically drink my lunch through a straw, and it's good. So why bother shoving food down my throat and making a mess? So we're kind of seeing a lot, you know, one of our newest locations, Columbus Circle, is right next to the Hearst building. So lunchtime, it's literally magazine editor after publisher after editor, 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 all flooding through there just to grab their lunch on the go.
Yeah, it's like that at the other stores because I'm on I visit the one on 72nd on the west side and the one on 83rd and 3rd, and they're always packed.
Always. And we're also pretty smart about positioning ourselves around workout studios.
Yeah.
because we know for us, the second yoga.
You're not far from SoulCycle. But you know what? It's a good product. It's clean. It's delicious. Yeah. And the cooler cleanse, like you mentioned before, you know, if you don't want it, you could bring these home. You could have them delivered to your door.
Yeah.
And
cooler cleanse. You know, cooler cleanse was co-founded by Salma Hayek. So Salma Hayek founded Cooler Cleanse with the owner of Juice Generation. His name is Eric Helms.
Right.
So, you know, they became very good friends because Salma was just a customer of Juice Generation years ago. She came in there and ordered her juices. She loved it. That was, you know, she's a huge juicing devotee. And, you know, she travels a lot. So it became customary for her just to ask Eric if he would sort of bottle her up juices and ship them so that she could take them with her on her trip.
Brilliant.
So, you know, she had said to him, well, you're doing this for me already. Why don't we just start a business out of this? So that's really how Cooler Cleanse was born. And, you know, the difference between the two is while a cleanse is fantastic to do a couple times a year just to give your body a total reset, you know, juicing, we like to make the separation that going in and having a green juice for breakfast or having a smoothie after a workout, you're not on a cleanse if you do that. If you're integrating juices into your daily routine, you know, that's just juicing. That's not cleansing. That's juicing. That's called living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. And I tell you, I really enjoy it. I think it's really good. It's so good for you. And it's really, it's so effortless. You know, you go there, you get a drink, you have to make it yourself. And I tell you, I definitely got a lift. I definitely did.
And, you know,
I,
I'm sure. Yeah. And you know what? People, it's like you can't get discouraged when you walk over and you see a line, because these guys are turning out juices so quickly. They've got it down to a science.
It doesn't take long.
No.
They move through those lines, believe me. And you wind up you know what else I got to tell you? You know what you wind up doing? Wind up looking at every single delicious juice that's coming out there and wanting to taste them.
It's true. And you know what? I'm always listening to see what other people order, because I know I'm not the only freak out there who's like customizing the heck out of everything. And everyone has their little nuances and their little personal spins on their juice. I hear it all the time.
I'm coming back. Now I have to go back, and I've got to add like the lemon and something. Really
lemon
special.
Will change your world. Lemon is such a great addition to juice, in my opinion. And, you know, it's just so funny, Meryl, because the summertime is such, you know, a contradictory time in terms of, like, you know, what we kind of go after health-wise, because, you know, you're so tantalized by barbecues and burgers and hot dogs and all of these things at barbecues that really aren't very good for you. But then at the end of the day, you know, you want to look your most svelte, your leanest, your thinnest, your dewiest, your glowiest, your most, you know, sexiest in a bathing suit and your skimpier clothing. So, you know, this is kind of a way to offset anything that you do at a barbecue on Saturday night.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
Absolutely.
Sunday, it's like, the first step is juice generation. Get some sort of like coconut water mixed in with your smoothie, for example, because that sort of replenishes the electrolytes. You know, there's just so many ways to juice.
It is, and it's delicious, and it's good for you. And really, juice generation, Emily, is a wonderful. They're just wonderful. I'm so glad they're opening up more locations around the city, because it's fabulous. I really think that everybody just should pay a visit and have a juice. And also, if you don't have the time and you want to get them delivered, try the Cooler Cleanse. It's really a wonderful one product.
In January, buy our book, because Eric Helms is writing his first book on juicing, being published by Simon & Schuster.
Back. You're coming back.
Definitely,
you're come
definitely.
Back in January, we're going to talk about the whole book and everything.
Perfect.
So thank you so much
for
being
here. You are welcome.
And
enjoy your juicing.
Oh, I am. And thank you so much. And we'll get back in touch with you, because we have to see the new book in January.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Meryl.
Thank you so much, Emily. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, how great was that? And I really do feel fabulous after that juice this morning. And I can't wait to go back and to add that lemon, ginger, cayenne pepper. Oh my God, it sounds so good. Anyway, my next special guest is here. Let me just pick her up. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Meryl. How are you?
Good, gorgeous girl. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Beautiful day out today.
I know, it's gorgeous out. So listen, so I had the red lipstick on. I got into the car, and I thought it really looked better in the car and in my apartment than it did in the store, the bright red.
The Ruby Woo, right, from MAC.
Yes, from our MAC visit. It was great. But this morning I woke up and put on the new slightly orangey color and the blush, and I feel so springy. So I thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely. It was such a great day. I love, taking people to redo their makeup bag and to find new things.
You know, and so many women, are out there. You know, we're out there and we're so overwhelmed, really. And it's so nice to be with somebody that can kind of take that stress out and to say, okay, you know, you really don't need this, but why don't you get this and this and this? It's really so easy. And one thing that I didn't realize is that we really should change our makeup over from winter to spring.
Yes, every season, Meryl, there is something new that comes out. There's a new trend. There's a new color. And, you know, that all correlates with the fashion world and what's on the runway and what's coming out from, you know, the designers like Lagerfeld and Valentino and, you know, all of those fashion icons. You know, we match up with what they're doing to make, you know, the look for the season. And that happens in spring, summer, and fall.
Right. It's a great idea. Well, I'm glad that we did that, you know, with with myself. And then the other thing that, you know, I wanted to talk to people about there, because I think it's so important, is those brushes. Although I know that you said that we could start using our hands, which I want you to tell people about. But what about those brushes? I don't think anybody's really cleaning them.
Oh, well, cleaning your brushes is definitely extremely important. Because when you use your brushes and you're constantly dipping into different palettes and shadows and all those kinds of things, after a while, there's bacteria that can build up in them. So I wash my brushes with a baby shampoo. You could also get something from one of the makeup lines, but I like Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo. And I actually wash my personal brushes every 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's a good tip for us. Every 2 weeks, wash them and dry them.
Well, make sure that when you're drying them, you lay them flat to dry, because what happens is if you put them up in a cup to dry, the water seeping through all the bristles goes down into the barrel and loosens the glue that's actually holding in the bristles to the handle. So if there are ladies out there that are finding that their brushes are coming loose and you know, they have to throw them away, this is why.
I gotcha. Oh, and I also want to go back and tell everybody that you are a makeup artist to the stars, and your show right now, Deadly Devotions, is on Discovery, correct?
Yes,
at 9 o'clock, because I watched it last night, and of course the makeup was fab. Once it got to the part where it was a little blood, I couldn't look because, you know, I'm a baby. But the makeup was fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a real fun show to work on. And I love that I could work, you know, in all different genres here. I could do beauty and fashion. And then when it comes to television, I could do a little bit of special effects with blood work and, you know, manipulating the eye to make things look bruised or scratched.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you're truly an artist, because even on the website, let's give out that the website again, which I absolutely love. What is the website if people want to go there, Christy?
Oh, yes. My website's www.cfymakeupartist.com. And there's sections there where you can see all the beauty and fashion work, as well as another section with all of my credits and special effects. And soon to come there will be a blog that I'll be posting. And I'll be allowing people to make appointments online.
Oh, great. Because the other thing that you are doing is you also, when people are getting married, you're doing whole bridal shows and making, you know, women over just on a daily basis, which is fabulous, and everybody should know that.
Yes, it's actually a lot of fun. Brides are fantastic, and for the most part, they always ask to look like themselves. They just say, Christy, please just make me look beautiful and just make me look just like myself.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's great, because then I thought that maybe people would say, oh, you know, just make me look younger or make me look like this person or that person. But I love the fact that everybody just wants to look like themselves. That's great.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, when you're getting married, I think, first of all, your makeup artist and your photographer are two of the most important people you need to have with you. And, you know, you're going to look back in 10, 20 years, hopefully, and you're going to see your face, and you still want to look like you. You want to look like a beautiful, glowing woman. I know many people that just say, oh, I'm not going to do the makeup, and then years later they'll look at pictures or they'll have their makeup done. They go, you know, I wish I would have done that.
Right. So true. And then, you know, there are women out there that's saying, you know, well, how do I get like a flawless look without looking? I mean, like your look yesterday, you're so naturally beautiful. And you had makeup on, you had eye makeup on, blush, but looked so perfectly beautiful. Oh, and then when you put the red on, you look like Snow White. You were just stunning. But anyway, how do women out there get that flawless look without, you know, thinking that they're looking like they're wearing a ton of makeup?
Well, I think using a great foundation with a primer. There are really good primers out there, and primers, what they do is they kind of act as a spackle, and they just give like a nice smooth layer for your makeup to lay on. And then, you know, you add your very good foundation, and I like to put mine on with my hands. And the reason why is because when the makeup sits in my hands, it kind of melts a little bit, and it makes it move around a little bit easier. So, you know, I put it on with my hands and I press it into my skin. I use the tips of my fingers to do this.
That's great. And, you know, they don't tell you that because they just, when you go into these places, they want to sell you the brushes. So we all buy them. But in actuality, we really don't need to spend the money if we did. We could spend money on makeup and good products and not really on brushes right now.
Right, not so many of them. I mean,
not
you probably need a few, maybe for your eyeliner or for, you know, your crease shadows. But a lot of times, even myself, I'll use my finger just to put my base shadow on, and then I use one crease brush, one blush brush,
right,
and one powder brush. That's
very
three
simple.
Brushes.
Very simple. And, you know, if you remember yesterday when we saw each other, my lips were so completely cracked. So what I did was and this is great for everybody out there, to go and exfoliate your lips, which I did. And then I went out and I bought the Aquaphor, which felt...
The Aquaphor.
Yeah, and you know, it's fabulous. It's a really nice lip repair cream.
Absolutely. It's something that's not in drying. You know, Aquaphor, they use on babies. So if it's good for a baby, it's good for you.
So thank you. Yeah, it's a great tip. And I think especially in the summer, shouldn't we be putting moisture on our lips when we're, you know, out in the elements all day?
Absolutely. Every day when I get up and I, you know, put my makeup on, I always make sure I have an SPF on. And I actually put it over my lips. And I also use the Aquaphor at night to refresh them. So this way, I'm all nice and moisturized, and then I'm all also covered with my sunscreen.
Right, I see. So the Aquaphor you use at night, and then during the day you just put a gel or lipstick or whatever.
Yeah, I use lipstick. I put on my moisturizer like I do every morning, and you know, I cover my lips with that and everything, and then you know, I'll use whatever product I decide to use for that day, whether it's a lipstick or a lip gloss or something like that.
So, you know, for so many, you know, there are so many different products out there. I mean, you go into Sephora or MAC or, you know, Chanel. There's so much out there. It's, you know, it's so overwhelming. But what line would you say would be a basic line if somebody just wants to go and pick up a couple of few things? What would you recommend?
Well, that's kind of a difficult answer for me to give to you because, personally, I like one thing from different companies.
I prefer
Armani for their foundation, Chanel for their lip gloss and shadows, and then Laura Mercier for their primers.
Right.
I think Laura Mercier actually is a great midline product, and I think their stuff is amazing.
Okay, good for people to know.
Yeah, so always pick and choose from your favorite lines. And when you're in Sephora or whatever department store you may choose to go to, even online if you can get a questionnaire, always ask why. Why is this good for my skin? Why is this color right for me? Ask these questions because the more knowledge you know about it, the easier it is for you to be able to go to the store on your own and then apply it where you need it.
That's great. Because like I said, we do get overwhelmed. So ask questions. Know why something is good for you. Why should I buy that? What is it going to do for me? And there are so many products out there, eye creams and face, you know, creams. And sometimes people say, you know, if I spend the most, it's going to be the best product. But I would say that maybe that's not true. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you can test that theory by buying something in the drugstore, maybe Clinique or something, or CoverGirl or something along those lines, and take the back of it and read your ingredients, and then go and take it with you to, say, Sephora or, you know, wherever, again, whatever department store you prefer, and pick it up and read the ingredients in the back, because a lot of the times they're the same.
Wow.
There may just be a little bit of fragrance added to one or the other, or maybe something that's slightly different, but for the
Another great tip. Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
Do your research. You know,
do your research. This is great. Oh, this has been, Christy, this has been great information in a short amount of time. You've just given us so, so much. So
fantastic.
I want I want to thank you so much. And I want to tell everybody to please go visit her website. And if you do need to get your makeup done, definitely give Christy a call because she's one of the best.
Thanks, Meryl.
So thank you again for being here, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Marla. Enjoy.
Hey, honey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a nice show that was today. Wow, what fabulous guests we had, and so much information out there, from your refrigerators to your makeup bag to your bodies and juicing and nutrition and sugars, what's good, what's not. It was really, really incredible. I didn't even get to go over to ask Christy how long we should keep certain things. I guess, you know, liquids we keep for a year, lipsticks maybe, you know, if they start to have some kind of smell, that's time to get rid of them. But I think powders probably last for a good 2 years. And another thing, we never should share our eyeliners and mascara, so that's important for everybody out there. But anyway, what a great show. Thank you to all my guests, Donna, Emily, Christy. You're all so wonderful. And to all of you out there, thank you so much for being here once again. And remember, you create your destiny, and you, and only you, are in control of your life. As far as the little bit of clutter that you have, just start getting rid of it. You're going to feel the change, and you're going to feel fabulous. I guarantee it. If you would like to continue this conversation and want to set up a session via Skype with me or the phone, please send me an email at mstar@merylstar.com. And also, if you know someone that could benefit from this week's or any week's show, please pass it on. Here in New York City, I'm available for home organizing services, so please go to my website, merylstar.com, to schedule that appointment. As I mentioned before, my books, the Home Organizing Workbook and the Personal Organizing Workbook, are available to be downloaded on Amazon and iTunes. They're great gifts, by the way. They're just filled with so many tips and ideas, solutions, and projects for every room in the house. They're wonderful. So, of course, I urge you to go get one today. As always, my goal is to motivate you, inspire, and empower you to make positive changes in your lives. So tune in each week as I focus on real issues with real people. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next week, keep it simple.